You're listening to SBS News.
The UN Human Rights Council voted to launch an international investigation into violations surrounding the latest Gaza violence. The resolution, which passed with 24 of the Council's 47 members in favor, will spur an unprecedented level of scrutiny on abuses and causes in the decades-long Middle East conflict. It claims Israel's strikes in the Gaza Strip could constitute war crimes if they were deemed to be indiscriminate and disproportionate in their impact on civilians. The text, which was presented by Pakistan on behalf of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, was debated during a special one-day council session. UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet expressed concern about the civilian fatality rate in Gaza.
Such strikes raise serious concerns of Israel's compliance with the principles of distinction and proportionality under international humanitarian law. If found to be indiscriminate and disproportionate in their impact on civilians and civilian objects, such attacks may constitute war crimes.
Ms. Bachelet also says Hamas's indiscriminate firing of rockets at Israel was a clear violation of international humanitarian law.
On the other hand, it is also a violation of international humanitarian law to locate military assets in densely populated civilian areas or to launch attacks from them. However, the actions of one party do not absolve the other from its obligations under international law.
Ms. Bachelet also says the UN had not seen any evidence to support Israel's claims that military assets were being hidden in densely populated civilian areas.
Although Israel undertook a number of precautions, such as advance warning of attacks in some cases, airstrikes in such densely populated areas resulted in a high level of civilian fatalities and injuries, as well as the widespread destruction of civilian infrastructure. Such strikes raise serious concerns of Israel's compliance with the principles of distinction and proportionality under international humanitarian law.
The day-long debate involved personal accounts from Palestinians, such as that of a young woman journalist from the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in East Jerusalem. Senior advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mark Regev, rejected the resolution.
Another shameful day for the UN Human Rights Council, which not only defames a democracy trying to protect its people, but it whitewashes a brutal, genocidal terrorist organization that not only indiscriminately attacks Israeli civilians, but abuses Palestinian civilians in Gaza, using them as human shields.
Hamas spokesperson Hazem Qasem says the militant group welcomed the decision.
Hamas movement welcomes the decision of the UN Human Rights Council to investigate the crimes of the war that was committed by the occupation forces against the Gaza Strip and Jerusalem. What happened in the Gaza Strip is a fully fledged war crime that the world watched happen on their television. Now we need a further step to be taken, which is to actually punish the occupation and take preventative steps so these crimes would not be repeated against our Palestinian people. The resistance in return has defended its people according to the international law and decisions, and the resistance is legitimate by all laws and humanitarian decisions.
The Israeli ambassador to the UN, Mayrav Shahar, expressed disappointment at the probe. She emphasized the point that Israel would not cooperate.
The resolution does not mention Hamas, does not mention the more than 4,400 rockets that were launched at Israeli civilians indiscriminately. Judging from past experience, the Commission of Inquiry will not look into Hamas war crimes. Therefore, Israel will not cooperate with such an investigation. We are committed to the security of our citizens and will continue to protect our population while upholding our obligations under international law.
Ms. Shahar urged countries not to back the resolution. Human Rights Watch Director John Fisher derided Israel for what he calls crimes of apartheid and persecution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu recently told Israeli border police, "Do not be afraid of commissions of inquiry, investigations. Israeli authorities have no incentive to exercise restraint or dismantle the structures of apartheid and persecution as long as they know that their Western enablers will shield them from consequence. This council today needs to create a standing mechanism to advance accountability and address root causes. It's time to face the reality unfolding before our eyes. when it comes to ending the crimes of apartheid and persecution, there are no bystanders.
Among the countries that voted against the resolution are the United Kingdom and Germany. Germany's ambassador to the UN, Hans-Peter Hügel, says that the resolution does not address the recent escalation and omits any context behind the conflict.
Strong reservations. The Human Rights Council has an important role dealing with acute crisis and related human rights violations. The present resolution, however, does not address the recent escalation and omits any context. Instead, it would mandate a commission of inquiry that stretches indefinitely into the future and the past.
Among the nations voting for the resolution was Pakistan. Pakistan's ambassador to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Khalil Hashimi, presented the text of the resolution.
Regrettably, the self-professed global champions of human rights continue to shield the occupier from global accountability and literally provide arms and ammunition for its widely reported war crimes and crimes of apartheid against the Palestinian people. Let us be clear, there is no legal and moral equivalence between the occupier and the occupied.
On the same day, the UN launched what it calls a flash appeal, which is an emergency $95 million humanitarian aid plan to help Palestinians. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.